trying to remember her name. I saw you board the Greyhound in Little America some 40 years ago, a naturally beautiful young woman if I had ever seen one. I had just turned 17 and was on my way to San Francisco, that is, after changing my ticket, which was originally destined for Fresno, where I had planned to find work and blend in with the college crowd. I had already been confined inside my self-contrived conveyance for a full 24 hours, and even though most of my traveling companions thought I was much older, you were the first to join our party, remotely close to my age. The next stop was Salt Lake City, at the most brilliant station in the world, and lo and behold, there we were, talking outside in the fresh January air, as if we had known each other for years, you telling me about your life and death operation at the University Hospital, followed by me attempting to explain why I'm continuously on the run.